Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, it's that time of the year that kids are going crazy. They're running around all over the place. They can't sleep. They're so anxious to get Christmas here. Remember how you couldn't wait for Christmas to get here? It took forever. How is it ever going to get here?
Do you remember how long it used to feel between Thanksgiving and Christmas when you were a kid?
I know.
You were just waiting on Santa, man, because you believe Santa's coming to town.
He is.
I went and I talked to him. I told him what I wanted. It's in. The fix is in. I know I'm getting what I want. What did you believe in when you're a kid? Of course you believe in Santa when you're a kid, but there's some other stuff, too, that's kind of weird that later on you're like, well, what's wrong with me? Amy, over to you, because you told this story the other day about cats and dogs being the same animal.
I thought growing up cats and dogs were the same animal, just that dogs were males and cats were females.
And how did you come to that conclusion, do you know?
I don't know. Just dogs seem manlier and cats seem more feminine. Even now, a little bit, as a 33-year-old, if a cat's like, it's a boy cat, I'm like, are you sure?
You sure about that?
I don't think those exist.
Okay. Chase, over to you. What did you believe?
Okay, I feel like I'm not the only person that thought this, but...
No, you are.
No. Yeah. No, I'm not. Back then, when they had black and white shows and TVs and all that, I thought reality was black and white.
First of all, how do you remember a black and white television?
Andy Griffith Show.
But you're watching it on a color set, and other programs were in color. So, but you're colorblind.
No, so he thought that up until a certain point in history, the world was black and white, and then it changed over.
Yeah. I know there's somebody else out there who believes that.
No.
No, we're pretty sure.
No, there are, and they need to back me up right now.
So everything was black and white.
Yeah, everything, the whole world.
Just the world, like Pleasantville. The movie with Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you believe?
I was just thinking about this, and I don't remember anything like that. I certainly not that everything was black and white, although I remember when the black and white TV was the only TV we had.
I think growing up that first it was illegal, like when you heard don't drink and drive, that they meant anything. Like you were just you were not allowed to have a beverage in the car whatsoever.
Yeah, well... Okay, I did. Maybe when I think about it, I thought that was true too. Remember all the stories they used to tell you about the things that you shouldn't do, or something's going to happen to you. You know what I mean? I can't really get into it on the air, but there's things you shouldn't do, or something will happen to you. I remember the Nitty Gritty Dirt Man.
Yeah, like.
I remember the Nitty Gritty Dirt Man said at a little thing they would do at their concerts, and they would say, "Go ahead."
Who's the Nitty Gritty Dirt Man? I feel like that. What
do we do in this case?
You tell me who it is.
it was a big country band. They're still out there today. In fact, they played Winston-Salem about last fall, I believe they played Winston-Salem.
You will never know Fishing in the Dark.
Fishing in the Dark. It's a big song that they had. They used to say that, they would do it this bit that they would do at their concerts, and they would talk about how, you know, guys, you know, you're teenagers, the hormones start going, you start doing things, but you shouldn't do it because your mother and dad would tell you you'll go blind. But we had a way around it. We would just do it till we had to wear glasses. And there's a guy right there, and a guy right there, and a guy right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.